Well, it was battered and scarred, and the auctioneer felt it was hardly worth his while to spend much time on that old violin. But he held it up with a smile. Sure ain't much, but it's all we've got left. I guess we ought to sell it too. Now who'll make a bid on this old violin? Just one more and we'll be through. And then he cried, one, give me $1. Who'll make it two? Only $2. Who'll give me three? $3 twice. Now that's a good price. But who's got a bid for me? Raise up your hands, don't wait any longer. This auction's about to end. Who'll give me four? Just $1 more to bid on this old violin. Well, now the air was hot, and the people stood around while the sun was setting low. And from the back of the crowd, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. Then he wiped the dust from the old violin and he tightened up the string. And then he played out a melody pure and sweet, sweet as the angels sing. And the music stopped. And the auctioneer said, with a voice that was quiet and low, now what am I bid for this old violin? And he held it up with a bow. And then he cried, one, give me 1,000. Who'll make it two? Only 2,000. Who'll give me three? 3,000 twice, now that's a good price, but who's got a bid for me? Well, the people cried out, what made the change? We don't understand. The auctioneer stopped, and he said with a smile, it was the touch of the master's hand. Now many a man with his life out of tune is scarred and battered with sin, and he's auctioned cheap to this thankless world, much like that old violin. But then the master comes, and the foolish crowd, they never understand the worth of a soul and the change in a life brought by the touch of the master's hand. And then he cried, one, give me 1,000. Who'll make it two? Only 2,000. Who'll give me three? 3,000 twice. Now that's a good price. But who's got a bid for me? Well, the people cried out, what made the change? We don't understand. The auctioneer stopped, and he said with a smile, it was the touch of the master's hand. It was the touch of the master's hand. It was the touch of the master's hand.